USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Jacksonville County Sheriff says the guns used in Saturday's deadly shooting were all legally purchased. At a news conference Sunday, Sheriff T.K. Waters identified the 21-year-old gunman as an individual with no criminal record. The shooter took his own life minutes after carrying out the racially motivated attack Saturday that killed three people in a Dollar General store. Three U.S. Marines are dead following a crash during a training exercise in northern Australia. Five others were taken to Royal Darwin Hospital in serious condition. Defense officials say 23 Marines were on board the Osprey aircraft when it went down early Sunday on Melville Island north of Darwin. One Republican presidential hopeful is calling himself unapologetically pro-nuclear energy and pro-fossil fuel.
For every 100 people who died of a climate-related disaster in 1920, two die today. And the reason why is more abundant and plentiful access and use of fossil fuels.
Biotech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy said on CNN's State of the Union that the climate change agenda and the anti-fossil fuel agenda are causing more deaths than climate change itself. While vacationing in Lake Tahoe, President Biden has announced his intention to ask for extra financial support from Congress to advance the creation of a new COVID-19 vaccine, hinting that it may be required for all Americans.
Tentatively, not decided finally, tentatively, it is recommended that it would likely be recommended that everybody get it, no matter where they got it from.
The new vaccine represents a departure from the current combination shots. Tropical storm Idalia formed Sunday in the Gulf of Mexico as Florida begins preparing for it to become a hurricane. A state of emergency is in effect in 33 Florida counties. Forecasters say it will likely make landfall in northern Florida late Tuesday or early Wednesday as a Category 1 hurricane. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Texas has sent a 10th bus full of migrants to Los Angeles.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass released a statement on Saturday announcing 39 more people, including 21 children, had arrived at a city needing shelter. The arrival comes just 5 days after the last bus arrived from Texas. Bass has criticized Texas Governor Greg Abbott, calling the move a, quote, political act using human lives. Abbott has been orchestrating the trips, calling Texas, quote, overwhelmed by immigrants crossing the Mexican border. I'm Jim Forbes.
Russia is confirming that Wagner Group mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin was killed in a plane crash last week. Russian authorities said earlier Sunday that genetic tests confirmed that Prigozhin was one of 10 people on board a plane that crashed on Wednesday. There is no official word on a cause. The commander of the U.S. 7th Fleet says China's aggressive behavior in the South China Sea must be challenged and checked. Vice Admiral Carl Thomas's comments on Sunday followed the recent use of a water cannon against a Philippine vessel by China's Coast Guard. Thomas assured the Philippines of U.S. backing in the face of what he called shared challenges in the region. Former President Donald Trump's campaign says it's raised $7 million since his mugshot was released. A campaign official said they've made nearly $20 million since Trump was indicted and arraigned in Washington. They claim $7 million of that was raised in the 3 days after Trump was processed in Atlanta. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.